Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Today we feature the western suburb of St. Charles. Come with us, explore St. Charles, and find out why it should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything's possible in your hometown, and by McDonald's.
It was my hometown for many, many years, just up to a couple years ago. One of my favorite places, which I think I was probably in St. Charles 2 years before I got turned on to the St. Charles Place Steakhouse. The owner of that steakhouse, Tom Niferatos, is on with us. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us. We've been
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been having this little discussion on the air because earlier I identified, well, they just did in that promo, that St. Charles is a suburb. Do you consider it a suburb or is it its own town?
Well, it is its own town, but it is an hour away from Chicago, but it's considered a suburb.
How long has a St. Charles Place Steakhouse been there?
Well, I'm glad this is happening because we are experiencing, coming up real shortly, our 30th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. So 30 years. Because some of this, it still has that supper club vibe. Like, it looks like not much has changed. I love those chairs with the back of the chairs and the bar have, like, dots or something. I don't know what era that's from, but it's very cool.
Yeah, a lot of whimsy. I've been working on it for the whole 30 years.
Oh, so you've owned it the whole time?
Yes, me and my brother, Philip.
I had no idea, Tom. And so what's the deal with the tree in the middle of the restaurant?
Well, the number one question. Here we go. It's a real tree. It is not alive. It is not rooted and growing through the building. It was taken down in forest, chemically preserved, and so it would not rot, and rebuilt with steel rods and cables. When the restaurant was built. I know this because of the architect's plan.
Wow, that is crazy. You guys, if you haven't been to St. Charles Place Steakhouse, you need to check it out. It is a full-size, massive tree right in between the bar and the dining room. What's your number one seller? Is it the shrimp Dijon?
Roast prime rib.
Oh, and do you do that just on certain nights?
No, every night.
Oh, and what is a bigger, I don't know, seller, marketing ploy, whatever. What's bigger? Is it half-price burger on Mondays or is it half-price martinis on Wednesday? Are you still doing the martinis?
We are. People do come there to eat mostly, but they can get a half-price martini on Wednesdays, yes.
Okay.
So you know what? It's really not half price. I got to clarify that. It used to be half price. Now it's a $10 martini, no matter what the martini is.
Oh.
The $15 martinis, the $22 martinis, they're all $10.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Okay. So, Tom, you're always so animated. You're so reserved now that you're on WGN.
I know.
What's going on? The minute you walk in the door, there is a pretty good chance that you are going to see Tom seated right there at the host station. Although today's your day off, you'll be back at work tomorrow. Tell me about your family. I mean, if you have been the sole owner of St. Charles Place Steakhouse, have you always been restaurateurs?
Second generation I am with my brother, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me something else about St. Charles and the people who, you know, give you business. These are people who live there and love your place and have kept you in business 30 years.
The surrounding suburbs and St. Charles have supported me, which is why I am alive to this day, 30 years later.
And you have rooms. I went to a Sweet 16 birthday party, so you do banquet-style dinners as well, right?
Yeah. Yes, we have a proper wedding hall, and we have a small private dining room. Yes, the answer is yes.
And tell everybody else something else about your restaurant. Maybe I'm missing something.
You're not missing something because you yourself mentioned the shrimp Dijon, which is a classic recipe that we have received directly from Dijon restaurants from the 30s. It is a direct recipe that we acquired a restaurant ago. And we keep that alive, and it is, you know, in the race for number one spot, but prime rib seems to always always win.
Yeah, yeah, because you're a steakhouse. Somebody said, hey, Lisa, love your show. Looking forward to hearing from Tommy from St. Charles Place Steakhouse. It's a favorite of ours because the food and service are great. Dan is our favorite waiter. Tommy also gives us a warm hug and a warm greeting and one of our favorite tables. If a listener hasn't been there, I recommend it. The menu is extensive. That is from Jan.
Yeah, everyone calls me Tommy.
I did not know that. I always just call you Tom when I come in, or I'll say, hey, Tom.
Which is fine, because, you know, it is Thomas. My father's name was Tom, and since I'm second generation, they were always around, and to differentiate, I acquired Tommy because my parents called me Tommy.
Well, of course, because you're the kid. You're not the dad, you're the kid.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Happens all the time. Yes, yes.
And is the Bistro Burger still on your menu?
Yes, it is topped with our famous cognac sauce, which happens to be on the menu, you know, at about six different areas, a black pepper crusted steak, the burger, a pasta with cuts of filet in it with sun-dried tomatoes and mushrooms. This cognac sauce is delicious, and it tends to lend itself to a lot of our dishes.
Well, thank you for joining us, Tom. We're saluting St. Charles, and we couldn't let the day go by without mentioning St. Charles Place Steakhouse and getting you on the radio, so we appreciate it.
I appreciate it more. Thank you.
And he's just not that serious. You're not that serious normally, Tom.
I know. I feel all important and serious right now because of the radio. Maybe I'm intimidated. When I'm less intimidated at my restaurant, it'll lighten up.
You go in and see him. He will be seated right there when you walk through the door at St. Charles Place Steakhouse.